I study particles that are generated during indium tin oxide production, or ITO as it's called. And ITO is used in a lot of consumer electronics, for example, your touchscreen phones and tablets, also flat screen televisions and computer monitors. So with the recent boom in consumer electronics over the last decade or so, there's been an increasing demand for the ITO industry. And with that, there have been more worker exposures to indium-containing particles for workers within these facilities. And some of these workers go on to develop what's called indium lung disease, which is a fatal pulmonary disease that can involve fibrosis or lung scarring, also excessive alveolar protein buildup. And we're trying to figure out which stage of the ITO processing may be the most risky for workers, or perhaps the most hazardous for them, based on particle toxicity. We have eight different compounds or particles that we study, and they're collected from different stages throughout the ITO process at an actual ITO facility within the United States. So these are not store-bought chemicals, they represent real life worker exposures. One of the eight compounds was more interesting than the others based on the fact that it was most toxic to cells and caused the most adverse cellular reactions in our studies, and that was the sintered ITO particles generated during the grinding and cutting of the finished sintered ITO tiles that are then sent out to customers. Yes, we've had a couple other studies going looking at these same compounds. We've looked more into the mechanism behind how sintered ITO causes cytotoxicity, and we found that there are pro-inflammatory responses that the cells have, and we've also carried out in vivo studies with rats.